Section 2. Store your bricks. Endangered animals. Animals are beautiful and fascinating. A world without animals is no world at all. Humans and animals must coexist in order to maintain balance and continue surviving on this planet. Yet, within the rapid changes in human societies, in the last two centuries, many animals have not been able to adapt quickly enough. As a result, they are in serious danger. The International Union for Conservation of Nature, or IUCN, has calculated the percentage of the endangered species as 31% of all organisms based on the samples of species evaluated through 2012. The IUCN has made a list of endangered animals called the Red List. In total, there are a staggering 19,817 species on the Red List as of 2012. Endangered animals are defined as animals that are in danger of becoming extinct. Animals are being endangered either because they are already too few of them living in the wild, or even in captivity, or because their continued existence is threatened by a changing environment which results in them losing access to adequate food or living conditions. The way to understand what is meant by too few is that their reproductive rates are lower than their mortality rates. Being identified as an endangered animal means that either the animal will be protected and finds its way back to recovery, or it will vanish from existence. The label endangered animal is like being diagnosed with a disease. But it does not mean absolute eventual extinction. The path that endangered animals take is dependent on human intervention. Conservation groups work diligently for many decades to save them. There are many success stories in this category, including the American bald eagle. Therefore, being listed as an endangered animal is not necessarily a death sentence. It is these success stories that keep us hopeful and persistent in our mission to save and protect endangered animals. Because there are so many different stages of being endangered, there are two different approaches to dealing with the conditions. As mentioned earlier, being labelled endangered is like being diagnosed with a disease. Think of endangered as a kind of disease that is a potential threat to all species in the same way that cancer or heart disease is a potential threat to all humans. The disease is treatable. If someone is already diagnosed with cancer, for example, the approach is to heal. If we have susceptibility to a disease, but are not yet sick, we take preventative measures. Similarly, we take action to save endangered animals that are already threatened with extinction, and protective measures for animals that live under conditions that make them more susceptible to such a threat. Efforts to save endangered animals include breeding in captivity, such as the panda bears, and building sanctuaries where wild animals are carefully monitored. Forms of protection include laws that forbid hunting and restrict land development, and the establishment of heavily guarded conservation reserves. The safari reserves in Africa are another example of protective measures. Although it is against the law to kill elephants in Africa, the demand for ivory from the elephants' tusks is in direct competition with efforts to protect the elephants. And because of the large geographic size of the elephants' habitat, it is not humanly possible to guard all the land at all times. Though the challenges to save and protect endangered animals are great, we recognise the value of animal diversity on Earth. The more we can learn about endangered animals helps us all to be more conscious and respectful of our environment, which in turn helps to save and protect endangered animals.
New words and expressions. Fascinating. Adapt. Species. Organism. Staggering. As of. captivity, vanish, diagnose, extinction, intervention, diligent, persistent, approach, susceptibility, susceptible, breeding, sanctuary, reserve, safari, tusk, habitat, diversity, conscious.